Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. Glad you all could join us for another exciting segment. Really excited to welcome Dustin Reichert to our program today. He's a producer, writer, and director that's been able to not only do work that he loves, but also to be a part of great projects that he's proud of. One of those projects is one that we've been talking about on this show for the past couple of weeks. It's called Born Wild. We'll tell you guys a little bit later how you guys can stay connected with that project, as well as the sweepstakes that's going along with it. But, Dustin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, it was a lot of fun prepping for this segment with you, Dustin, because, you know, you've been able, as I said, to be able to produce projects that you've been able to be proud of, but also other people have enjoyed watching. Some of those have been Easy Rider, The Ride Back. More recently, as I mentioned, of course, there's Born Wild that people are gearing up for now. You know, tell me a little bit about the experience for you, Dustin, to not only to enjoy the work that you do, but what has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to it?
Well, it's been an amazing journey overall. Part of the pleasure of getting to be a truly indie filmmaker and kind of living off the grid of Hollywood is that, you know, as I've been able to be a part of these films, you know, you get to have a lot more say in the creative process. And there's pros and cons that go along with that. But it's been a really interesting thing because the group of filmmakers I've been able to surround myself with, one of them, William Shockley, who we've been producing and writing partners for just almost 6 years now, we're able to really dig into projects that are important to us and not always just things that are part of the big machine. And
right.
I think that's kind of one of the mantras. Life is very short, and we really try to make projects that matter to us. And that we try to model our projects after, you know, movies and films that we grew up watching that inspired us.
Exactly. You know, it's funny that you said that because one of the things I noticed is that movies is something that you have always loved. You know, you have been in front of the camera. Do you find yourself more comfortable, though, Dustin, behind the camera and being able to help to bring these things to life instead of course, being the actor that we see on camera?
Well, the farthest I've ever gone is really just the Hitchcockian cameos. And those are fun. It's fun to, you know, have a line or two here and just, you know, have a quick bit in your films, but I, as I say, I've got a face for radio, and I probably would say that I love being behind the camera more than anything else. I mean, directing is my passion. I love producing too, and sometimes they go hand in hand, and sometimes it's a very, very different process from one project to the next.
Right.
But you know, I really enjoyed being able to be behind the camera. I think that's where I belong. You'll never really see me try to have any type of acting chops, but you never know.
You know, you mentioned, of course, working with William, and he also mentioned that when he was on this program recently, that, you know, about being able to work with you and what it's been like for you. You know, it has to be a great honor and a privilege for you, Dustin, to not only to be able to take a vision, but then to make it real, to make it something that people will be able to see and to enjoy, like, you know, the movie that I mentioned earlier that's coming up, Born Wild. You know, is that part of the satisfaction that you get from directing and producing and even writing?
I'd say absolutely. I mean, we're in an amazing time in the filmmaking world right now. The playing field has greatly widened. So, you know, whereas the old days it was all 35mm film and it was all studio financed projects, number one, technology has gotten to a place where you can make, you know, a powerful film on a shoestring budget. You
right.
don't have to have Hollywood financing for everything that you want to do. I mean, although that's nice, it's what everybody, I think, aspires and dreams to. In some ways, there's a give and a take with that. When you become part of a bigger filmmaking machine, you know, there's so many more things to think about and so many business factors that come into play. Whereas, you know, we've been lucky enough, some of our indie films like Born Wild, to just make it about passion projects. We were lucky enough to have an executive producer in Vince Morella that came on board and really said, what is it you guys want to do for your next project? And I credit William especially. He was the guy that grown up in all parts of Texas, you know, watching movies like Urban Cowboy and and films like that. And he had this project that had been kicking around, and you know, we got together and wrote this script that, you know, became really important to us. And we're lucky enough to have people like Vince and some of our other investors that came on board and want to take part in that.
Yeah. You know, that has to be another great part of this for you, Dustin. And, you know, and I was thinking about that too, you know, to be able to rally people around you that believe in it. I mean, is that for you? And you know, I sometimes hesitate in using the word validation because these days, you know, they can mean so many different things for different
mm-hmm.
people. But is it for you at least, you know, comforting to know that you have built a reputation for yourself, that people enjoy working with you and look forward to working with you?
I'd say, yeah, it's absolutely comforting. You know, there's a great responsibility that comes with that, too. I mean, you know, the funny thing is people think, you know, if I can just get a movie made, but that's only part of the process. And there's a great responsibility when you both develop a film, to getting the film financed, to getting the film made, and then you realize, well, that's only half the battle. And these people that are entrusting us to get that film done and out there, you know, they've got a lot on the line, as do we. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of creative leeway, but there's also, I would say, a great amount of responsibility that comes with that. And I take a lot of pride in that and a lot of passion in that, and making sure that we do everything we can to make sure that these films get out there and are seen. And we've been lucky enough to do that, and it does feel good. It feels good to be able to make art. You know, there's frustrations with everything. I think most artists are never happy with their completely happy with their end product. I mean, you can look at George Lucas. He's gone back and fiddled with Star Wars I don't know how many times. So
right.
There's going to be gives and takes with everything. But yeah, I feel very blessed to have the people that have surrounded me, and I'm excited about what we have going on in the future too.
Exactly. And one of those projects that is going on is one we'll be able to see really soon, and that's Born Wild. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome Dustin Reichert to our program. He's a writer, director, and producer that has been able to, for over a decade, to be able to produce great projects that you guys have gotten me to be able to see. But also, the newest project that's been getting a lot of buzz, especially online, is Born Wild. And I say especially online, Dustin, because you guys are really harnessing the power of social media, I think, with this film. Do you think that has been, and you even said, you know, when it came to the way that even movie making has evolved, do you think that really now is just part of the key, you know, to having a successful project, of being able to reach audiences where they are on social media?
I think if you can't harness the power of social media in today's climate, then you're in real trouble, to be honest. I mean, that's where everything's going. And I think if you look at the total landscape of both TV and film as a whole, you find executives and studios scratching their head, continually trying to figure out how can they monetize the internet, how can they monetize social media, how can they continue to get the word out in social media. I mean, I, to be honest, wouldn't be surprised if Nielsen ratings and things like that eventually become a thing of the past, because I think it's becoming harder and harder to you know, for everybody to monetize and to figure out, are we really hitting the audience? It's kind of an antiquated thing, in my opinion. Whereas
right.
social media is something that's going to continue to be harnessed, and it's going to become a bigger and bigger thing. Not
yes.
just the internet, but the Twitters and the cell phones and all the apps that, you know, that go along with it. So.
Right. Has that been I know you mentioned earlier about being more comfortable behind the camera. I mean, that social media kind of puts you kind of front and center, whether you like to be or not. Has that been an easy adjustment for you to make?
Well, I will say that I've been kind of dragged into it kicking and screaming, to be honest. William is very, very adept at social media, and my manager, TU, is a big proponent of that, and been great about, you know, kind of forcing me to get into social media more. And I think it's a good thing, to be honest. And I've tried to, as of late, especially this last year, we had a film called Ambush at Dark Canyon that was out, and you can still get, and A Country Christmas, which is, you know, the holidays are here, and now Born Wild's coming out.
Right.
And so I've tried to be active on Facebook and tried to be active on Twitter, and I think it's really, really important. So the answer is yes. I was a bit reluctant at first, but now it's something I've tried to embrace, and actually I really find myself enjoying.
Yeah. You know, it's not every day, especially, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have thought about writers and producers having fans. But now you do. And you have people who follow you, and you have people who, you know, want to engage with you. Is that surprising that people want, I mean, it's one thing for them to want to talk to the person in front of the camera, but has it been surprising for you, Dustin, that people want to engage with you?
You know, I find it not only surprising, but inspiring, to be honest. I mean, I wish that when I was first coming out of USC that I had this, you know, the same tools available to me. I mean, for those people that are willing to open themselves up, I think it's a great tool. There's, you know, I think that the people that are truly confident don't mind sharing their stories and sharing their insights on the trade. And I think that's really important. And so, you know, I think the people that have the most confidence will tend to be the ones that you get a lot of the best information from, because they're not really hiding anything and they're willing to share and help pass it on. And they want to see things continue to progress and people
right.
continue to grow. So.
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to say this, and then we're going to get into Born Wild. One of the things that I noticed is that it seems as though it's in your nature to want to help. I mean, to be able to want to inspire others. When you mentioned the word inspire, it made me think about, you know, that you have, especially others that are looking to break into this industry, you know, and to be able to be better at it. I think that's just part of who you are, to be able to try to guide them. Where does that come from for you, Dustin? Is it because you know what it's like not to have, you know, someone there to answer those questions? Or why are you so available to be able to be there for others who are trying to find the answers to what can be a very complicated world?
Well, I got to say, it starts with where I was raised and my family. I grew up on a little dairy farm in New England. You know, I my father waited in line with me to see Return of the Jedi, and he knew nothing about that. And all I would do is look up at the stars, knowing that Hollywood, something called Hollywood, was, you know, over 3,000 miles away. And I just remember growing up with a passion for that. And, you know, my family and the people that have been closest to me in my life, my wife included, you know, just always said, never give up. And that's always been my motto, you know, never give up. Don't stop believing. School and college are very, very important, but also school hard knocks are very important. You know, getting out there and actually doing, there's no substitute for the real thing. So that's been very important. I think my upbringing and just having parents that believed in me and, you know, said never give up, and carrying that passion forward. And, you know, you take a lot of licks in this business, and sometimes, as Kix Brooks always says, sometimes you just got to stay at the plate. And that's been really important. And he's a great example right there of somebody who stayed at the plate, and look at the success they have with Brooks and Dunn for 20 years. So.
Right. Exactly. I think that is it. And so, you know, that goes back to, you know, having the people that you've had working with you on this project. Again, a great segue back to Born Wild, because Kix being a part of that. You know, there are a lot of things you guys have been doing. I mentioned, of course, you know, you've been using social media. The hashtag there you guys have been using is hashtag Born Wild. And for good reason, because you guys are having an amazing sweepstakes. And I got a chance to talk with William about this when he was on the program. So let's talk about, you know, about this film. I know that the deadline is coming up, though, for those joining us live. The deadline for actually entering the sweepstakes is coming up on Monday. That's Monday, December the 8th at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So not very much longer. But, you know, why was this something you guys wanted to do, to be able to offer these amazing prizes? For one thing, as I said to William and Dustin, for you guys, for one thing, to offer the autographed copies of the DVD in itself to me is enough of a reason to buy one ahead of time. But why did you guys want to go above that and to offer these great prizes?
Well, again, I think it equates to the power of social media. And, you know, we wanted to do something for people that's different. And, you know, you have to, when you're putting out an indie film, you have to come up with ideas that are outside the box. And anything that we can do to spread the awareness and help and draw awareness for this film is really important to us. I mean, this is a film we're very passionate about. You know, it's a feel-good movie, but it's also a film about redemption and about going back to your roots and trying to make amends. And when we came up with this, we were lucky enough, we were fortunate enough to have people like Kix Brooks and Randy Houser, who were able to really let us offer some amazing prizes in this sweepstakes. So you know, it's nice to have friends like that. That's for sure.
Right. Exactly. Well, the DVD officially releases about the middle of this month, the middle of December,
mm-hmm.
for those joining us
yeah.
live. And so, again, you know, every time that you guys buy one, your name goes in for this opportunity to win these amazing prizes. And all of the details are available on the website for the film. It's www.bornwildmovie.com. We'll give that out again here in just a little while. For those who may have missed my conversation with William, though, Dustin, why don't you tell them a little bit about the story of Born Wild?
Born Wild is about this guy in his 40s, and he gets out of prison after he was part of a motorcycle gang. And the film opens with him getting out of prison after 10 years for manslaughter. And basically, he's you know, a changed person. He tries to go back to his small town and just pick up the pieces. And I think there's a lot of people, you know, maybe not to that extreme, but you know, they get to their midlife and they look around and say, where did it go wrong and how can I make things better? And it's about this one person's journey to go back and trying to make amends. It causes other people to rethink their lives too. And it's a very, very powerful, emotional film, but it's all encompassed around country music and kind of a cowboy country lifestyle. One of the big influences for the film when we wrote it was, of course, I'm drawing a blank on the John Travolta movie, but it was a very, very important movie. You know, when William came up with the idea. So,
okay.
Anyway, it's just something that's very, very important to us.
Yeah. Well, you know, he said, you know, that it was, you know, one of those projects that he had been wanting to make, and I think that has to, you know, mean a lot to be able now to be able to bring that to life this month, and then of course in the process to have others be a part of it, you know, but to be able to celebrate this film, you know, with the sweepstakes where they're able to kind of mm-hmm. be involved as well and to be a part of that. So, do you find yourself, and I'm sure this is true in every profession, Dustin, but I'll ask anyway, do you find yourself, you know, looking for ways to challenge yourself further from project to project? I mean, you know, now that you're seeing the way that people are responding to Born Wild, you know, are you already thinking ahead as to, you know, what you'd like to do next and what themes you'd like to bring to life next?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you always want to challenge yourself as a writer, as a filmmaker, as a producer. You know, there's a lot of competition out there. And again, with the advent of social media, YouTube, Vimeo, and then, you know, the cable television landscape, there's a lot of avenues and channels. They all need content, but there's also, again, a lot of competition. So it's really important to us to try to find a niche for ourselves. One of the things that we focus on as a company are more the flyover state mentality, kind of the blue-collar films for more of the blue-collar country music fan base. If you actually look at our body of work, there's the Westerns, there's, you know, a country Christmas story, there's, you know, Born Wild, which is coming out. We actually have a comedy called Dug Up. It's a zombie comedy, Dug Up, coming out in January. That all, it's kind of a redneck comedy as much as it is a horror film. So you'll see what we've tried to do, and then we've got some amazing things in development for 2015 that we're extremely excited about too.
Wow. So a lot for us to be able to look forward to. But again, you know, we're wrapping up the year, you know, with this project, Born Wild, something, again, that people have rallied around because it's something that they can win something. And like I said earlier, Dustin, I mean, for no other reason, to get the autographed copy and just to know that, you know, that William, you know, and the rest of you guys are being a part of that to make sure that, you know, that these are autographed for the fans, I mean, has to mean a lot. Again, that website, again, to find out more information about the sweepstakes as well as about the movie is www.bornwildmovie.com. That's www.bornwildmovie.com. And Dustin, where should our listeners go to stay connected with you and to find out what's coming up next?
Well, you can go on to team2entertainment.com. That's team, the T-E-A-M-T-W-O, entertainment.com. We're always updating on projects we have in development there. You know, my Facebook page is always a real simple one. It's just Dustin Reichert. We're always doing updates. We've got Team 2 Entertainment also has a Facebook page you can go on to. William has a website, William Shockley. So there's a lot of ways to find us kicking around.
All right. Well, Dustin, I appreciate you taking out the time today. Really, really do. And look, congratulations to you guys on Born Wild. I know that's going to be a success. And looking forward to 2015, so looking forward to having you back.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for thanks for letting the world know about Born Wild. It's got a great cast, you know, and it was Urban Cowboy I was trying to compare it to, but that's a film that inspired us. Got, you know, Barry Corbin and Cooper Huckabee and Tommy Clark and Brent Briscoe and Joe Lando and John Bishop, and of course Justin Dealey, who's a young actor, is on fire right now, and of course William Shockley. So looking forward to it, and thanks for letting us get the word out.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Glad to do it. You know, again, and we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Again, make sure you guys are heading over to the website for the movie, BornWildMovie.com. Take advantage of that opportunity to get yourself, even if you don't win the grand prize, to get an autographed copy of the DVD when it ships out later on this month, to know that William actually sat down, as he told us in our interview, you know, to be able to come and to sit down and actually personally sign these for the fans, and they're doing this for you guys. And then, of course, to be able to enjoy a great movie as well. Again, that's BornWildMovie.com is the website. There you can find out more information about the details of the sweepstakes, as well as, of course, about the film as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Dustin, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media pages at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb, where I've already tagged Dustin there. He is at Rikert D is where you guys can find him, but you don't have to remember that because it's on my page. I tagged him there, so make sure you guys are following him, as well as using the hashtag, of course, Born Wild. William Shockley is also available on Twitter as well, so make sure you guys are following him as well. You guys can do that there. He's just at Will Shockley is where you guys can find him. And all of this, again, is available on our page, so make sure you guys do check it out at twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.